Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Got no regrets. Nope. No regrets. And a good Thursday afternoon. Hey, don't forget this time tomorrow. Man, this week has flown by. We will be doing Festivus Friday tomorrow at this time, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. NASA is considering a rare early return of its crew from the International Space Station over an unspecified medical issue involving one of the astronauts after canceling a planned spacewalk that was scheduled for today. A NASA spokesperson said that the medical situation aboard the ISS, quote, involved a single crew member who is stable, but they are thinking about an early return.
I believe that was confirmed this afternoon.
Do we know what the medical issue is? Not that it's any of our business.
I don't think it's said. I did see a breaking update, though, about a decision being made.
Okay. What is it with fans of Stranger Things that they can't get over the fact that the show is over? It's over.
Obsession.
It's popular.
Yeah.
A group of Stranger Things fans are not ready for the story to be over. The viral theory dubbed Conformity Gate on social media proposes there is still one more episode left of the blockbuster Netflix hit beyond the two-hour series finale that was released on New Year's Eve. Fans believe that the real final episode will be released by Netflix yesterday to wrap up the story that ended in episode 8 of season 5 titled The Right Side Up.
What do they think is going to be in this non-existent final episode? I'm not going to spoil anything for people who haven't seen it.
Right.
But they very directly took 5 or 6 different plot lines and were like, okay, we're going to tell you exactly verbatim how this plot line closes.
The
and then
end
we'll
is
show
the
you
end.
Some pictures
You're
of
saying
it.
Like there's no cliffhanger.
They're
the
straight
end
up like,
is the
yeah,
end.
This is it. It's over. Have a good life. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Okay. Fans have gone down the rabbit hole with lengthy TikTok explainers and videos of scenes from the show's 5 seasons edited together to back up their theories. A theme behind the theories is that the happy endings for everyone were all an illusion created by the monstrous Vecna, the show's main villain. Okay.
Which, I mean, could run consistent with the show, but it's not going to happen, guys. Get over it.
Netflix put out a statement that said, in all caps.
Leave
all,
it alone.
All caps.
Ain't happening.
All episodes of Stranger Things are now playing.
Yeah.
I mean, the actors, they're all in their like mid to late 30s now. It's like, all right. They're not. But
they're not children anymore, though, Dan. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is funny because the timeline of the show, that's part of the issue of taking so long to record new seasons and release them. The timeline of the show, they should be like 3 or 4 years older than the previous season.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, well, now they're in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that jump happen?
Next season on Stranger Things, 9 signs up for AARP.
By the way, we have really gotten into, in our home, my next guest needs no introduction.
It's so
I think you were the one that turned me on to that in the first
so
place.
Good.
Let me just say this very quickly. Whether you like David Letterman or not, he is an absolutely brilliant interviewer. I mean, maybe one of the best I've ever seen. And, you know, I like to fashion myself as somebody who does a decent interview, who can kind of crack the ice with people and get them to laugh a little bit. Like we had Eric Zond on the other day, Platte County DA, and we were joking about the McRib with him. And, you know, I was just trying to break the ice a little bit. And, but I watched David Letterman in complete awe.
Yeah.
At how we watched the Jason Bateman interview the other night, and it is so good. And the way that he just, you know, Jason Bateman obviously has had some substance abuse problems in his past, and so has David Letterman,
yeah.
And he's open about
it. And he talks about it.
Yep. And obviously that's not the first thing that they talk about, but the way that he just moves the interview in his direction is just, honest to God, it's like I'm back.
It's brilliant.
It's like I'm back in class listening to Professor Tom Volek again.
It's very, also very laid back. And it's funny. Some of it is funny, but it's also very serious. Mm-hmm. It is very, very laid back. Like you would think David Letterman would be. I wish he would shave his beard, whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
He's got the big old Santa Claus thing.
Why?
Going on. I don't know.
It is not attractive.
I do not know. But I think part of the reason he gets all of the big gets, and Bateman is on our list as next, I love it, is because they were also comfortable with him sitting on the couch for 6 minutes during when he hosted the late show.
Late night.
Yeah, late night. Yeah. He's good.
Yeah, he is good. I think there was a George Clooney one in there that we also watched the other night. I mean, it's just, by the way, I know that you were hesitant to take it on. The Andrea Yates documentary is really good, and you were of the opinion, I'm not going to learn anything new.
Right.
Garbage.
Okay.
There is a cult that she was involved in, and her husband, who is prominently featured in this documentary, is more than open about how she got caught into the fangs of this cult.
Oh, God.
And they show the leader of the cult. He's not interviewed. I don't even know if he's still alive. He's not interviewed in at least the two episodes that we've watched so far. But
how many episodes are there?
I don't know how many there are. I know that we're only two episodes deep.
I can't do that.
And it focuses, of course, on her killing all those kids, which is horrible and disgusting and sad and tragic. But the husband has moved on. I don't want to say closure. I hate that word closure. I don't think there's such a thing as closure. But he's obviously moved on with his life and is remarried, has another child.
And had a child, thank God.
Yeah. But what they really focus on is how she got caught up in this cult. And what would happen is it wasn't even that she would go to the church or, you know, and I use church loosely, of course. This cult leader, once he knows that he's got you, he'll send you cassettes.
But Scott, okay, I'm going to ask, excuse me.
Yes, favorite student front row, Dana Ryan.
How does that happen?
Weak-minded. You're weak-minded.
And mental illness.
Yeah.
And.
You're not satisfied. Here's what I've always thought about a cult. There's something missing in your life. And whatever it is, I don't know. You didn't get as far as you thought you would get. You're not married to the person you thought you married. Whatever. There's something in your life that's not right. And this person tells you it's not your fault.
Okay.
And he would send her cassette after cassette after cassette. And she would and they were tailor-made for her. That's right.
Okay. At what point, as a spouse, and do not misunderstand me, I'm not victim blaming, when your spouse goes in a room and is just devouring this
content.
Fraud.
Yeah.
Do you step in and say, whoa. Let's talk about this.
But once the cult has its fangs in you, to borrow that phrase again, I think it's almost like an addiction. You know, your addiction will speak for you, and you'll do anything to defend it.
Well, they make you feel like the most important person in the world, yeah, and that's filling a gap that they found was wide open.
And he would, in these cassettes,
he
would literally preach to her. She was the only person in the room, so to speak. And these were tailor-made for her, to get her into the cult, to keep her into the cult. And that was something I...
Was she giving him money? Because I'm like, to what end?
I don't think so.
To what end?
Power?
I guess.
Power is an incredibly addictive thing. Look at anybody in Washington. They've all sold their souls. Every single one of them.
Coming from you.
Maybe one or two.
Sounds like something I would say.
Well, they have. Turn on the TV tonight. They've all sold their souls.
Look into their eyes. Nothing but darkness.
Well, but power is intoxicating, it not?
Well, and it's not necessarily the power, but I guess...
control.
Synonyms. Yeah, power or control. Mm-hmm. It's the idea
one and the same, yeah. But yeah. No, you're right.
The idea that they can.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Story here from the Associated Press. A Detroit suburb has agreed to a $3.25 million settlement with the family of a young woman who had been declared dead at home, but then gasped for air and opened her eyes when her body bag was unzipped at the funeral home.
Mm. Then she wasn't dead.
Southfield paramedics were accused of gross negligence in how they responded to Tamisha Bucamp's after a 911 call in 2020, the 20-year-old who had cerebral palsy was eventually rushed to a hospital and died 2 months later.
No.
Quoting here from the city, Southfield, we recognize that no resolution can undo the profound tragedy that occurred on August 23rd, 2020, or ease the pain experienced by Ms. Bucamp's family. This case involved extraordinarily difficult circumstances that arose in the complex world of a global pandemic. Bucamp was struggling to breathe when her family called 911. A medical crew tried to resuscitate her, also consulted a doctor who declared her dead over the phone without going to the home.
So is that a thing?
Stories like this are what make me crazy.
Later, that's what makes you crazy?
Well, one of the few.
Later that day, a funeral home opened the body bag and found Bucamp gasping for air. She was swiftly taken to a hospital but never recovered. Wow.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
Wow. Okay. Steny Hoyer, the longest-serving Democrat in the House, says he plans to retire. USA Today, there is nothing better than the nice, warm smell of freshly baked pizza served with a side of ranch. Ooh. And Bath and Body Works is looking to...
No, no, no!
Bath and Body Works has released a pizza and ranch candle.
That's disgusting.
As part of its Perfect Pairings collection for Candle Day 2025, and shoppers have already shared their hot takes on the fragrance that has notes of gooey cheese, crispy pepperoni, and ranch.
Does it smell good when you eat it, but the thought of having the fake scent in a candle is just gross to me? Like, if you said to me, we're going to put out a macaroni and cheese candle, that's just gross.
What about a bacon? Bacon smells good.
No, but not in a candle. I want a candle to be cozy.
Most people are not impressed by the scent.
I used to be a huge candle guy.
And now you're not?
I hate them now.
Why?
You used to be a what guy?
A huge candle guy.
But now you're not.
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like they're leaving like a coating on the inside of my nose.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I know. I don't like them. I hate them. Mary Beth lit a candle the other day, and I was like, that is just awful.
Like, too much?
Yeah.
You need to go to Waxman in Lawrence or something. If you get a good candle, Sam, like a good soy candle.
Oh, yeah,
great.
We got a nice one at the house.
We're very careful about them because, you know, I'm crazy about stuff like that, but we have them all over.
What do you mean you're crazy about them?
Well, like, I just make dang
make sure you put it out
12 times before I go to bed that it's out.
Oh, welcome to the world.
I know. Well, one time when we were living in the other house out south, one, you know, when it gets down to just the liquid, the wicks are in there, but it's just liquid mm-hmm. wax.
Right.
One of those suckers exploded. And I'd like read that that can happen, but it happened. And it was one of those cheap, like Walmart $4 candles.
It's happened to me twice.
The glass, Scott, explodes.
Like it gets so hot.
So
it just explodes.
Yeah.
You know how you have the wick, and on the bottom of it is that little metal plate that the wick sticks out of, right? And so once the wax gets down far enough that it's all melted at the bottom, and there's about a quarter inch of that melted wax left, it starts superheating that metal piece. Well, the glass cups that they effectively put these candles in aren't perfectly constructed, so they have air pockets in them, like most glass does, and once those air pockets heat up, they explode.
From this point forward, and I've told my kids this, and Scott, this is it. This is the best advice you will ever hear from me. Light your candle. Do what you're going to do. Put it on a hard surface. Put it on
Why would you put it on a
countertop.
Soft surface?
Do not put it on top of, here's an example, a book. Like in your living room on your coffee table, right?
Yeah.
Always make sure the candle, and I bought trivets. I have little trivets everywhere, or just pieces of tile that are left over from tile construction projects. Mm-hmm. We have tile under all of our candles since that thing exploded.
Wow. I've never heard of it.
There you go.
But then again, I never let the candle get all the way down.
I'm here to save a life. Which, by the way, did you get a trophy for saving Tasha's life?
I did. Oh, Lifesaver of the Year 2025, Scott Parks.
Of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that exclusive to your address?
We didn't say that.
Okay.
I mean, do we need to get the Shawnee Police Department? Do you want a coin or a medal from the Shawnee Police Department?
A declaration from the governor?
I am thrilled that you knew what to do and you did it.
I didn't know what to do.
You did. You saved her.
I stayed focused. I stayed calm.
U.S. Senator?
Beg your pardon?
No,
for a declaration or a proclamation.
We could go with the Scott Parks Day because today's Nick Vassos Day.
Okay.
It is Nick Vassos Day. You know, you guys can mock me all you want.
I am not mocking
you
about that.
Yes,
you
are.
You saved her life.
You just said, did you get a trophy for saving Tasha's life?
Most people, when they do that, just keep their head down and they say, no, I'm no hero. Anyone in my circumstance would have done the same thing.
That's exactly right.
You start posting trophies online. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's hilarious. You knew I would laugh because it's funny.
No, here's the deal. I am very humble about what I had to do to keep her on this planet.
Yeah.
Because I don't do loss well. Everybody knows that.
Nope.
That is when my dark demons come back out is when I go through loss. And if I had lost her, God forbid where I would be today. Having said that, yes, I am humbled by the recognition.
Did she go to an actual engraving store and be like, here's what I need?
So it came from her work. The people at her work made it.
Oh, gosh.
And she brought it home the other night. I think it was Monday night. And I walk in and we went to Bowling's. Maya was in town. She loves Bowling's. And I get in a little bit late. And here I am with the Chinese food. And I put it on the island in the middle of the kitchen, and I see that there's something, a little small something with several pieces of tissue paper over. Kleenex.
The fluff, yeah.
Yeah. And I go, what's that? And she goes, that will be a presentation that we have after dinner. And I said, okay. And I had no idea what it was. I didn't ask for it. I don't need the recognition, but yes, I am a lifesaver.
When you say, I don't need the recognition, but.
Yeah, but she delivered it, and so, I was happy to accept
it. So after dinner, she came out to the living room, and I was sitting on the couch, and she said, here is your prize. And she pulls the Kleenex off the top, and it's a tiny little trophy that just says, you know, on the plaque, it just says Lifesaver of the Year, Scott Parks.
It is pretty funny.
And I was very proud to accept it.
Good for you.
And I was very proud to be a lifesaver.
Glad she's here.
Is it on the in the trophy case right next to the NAACP award?
Yes, it is. It is. You know it.
It is on the shelf right below the NAACP award. That is correct. What?
You know it.
We had talked about the Rob Reiner case yesterday and Alan Jackson, the attorney, stepping away.
Now insiders off the case.
Are shedding some light into why, or claiming they know why. And could a superstar be returning to the Chiefs next season? We'll find out.
Oh, after the break.
Are we talking about like a Tyreek Hill?
Even I'm going to stick around for that.
Hang out for traffic and weather and I'll tell you.
Okay. All right, what's your news there, Sam?
We'll do Rob Reiner first. Okay. So we could not figure out yesterday why famed lawyer Alan Jackson, who has represented a number of very high-profile cases in recent years, backed away from the Nick Reiner case. Mm-hmm. There was a delay again yesterday because when he was supposed to enter a plea of some kind, guilty or not guilty, the update was, no, we're not entering a plea. I am not doing this case anymore. According to insiders, there is really no reason other than he doesn't want to become a pariah in Hollywood. Then why did you take the case in the first place?
Right, out of the gate, we knew what this was.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, but how do you become a pariah in Hollywood? I mean,
because Rob was so loved and Michelle Singer was so loved, and now he's defending the...
O.J. Simpson was so hated, and yet his attorneys are famous. Kardashian.
Forget O.J. Didn't he defend Kevin Spacey was one of them? Was Harvey Weinstein one of them?
I believe he was. Let me look.
Karen Reed, Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey.
Right. I just feel like once you've defended Harvey Weinstein, there's really only one way to go, and that's up.
Can you be more of a pariah after defending Harvey Weinstein in a rape trial?
Yeah, defended Harvey Weinstein, Karen Reed, you're right, Kevin Spacey.
And did you read the siblings, the surviving siblings, right, have said that this is mental illness? And I don't think many people dispute that.
Mm-hmm. But that's not an excuse, though.
No, God, no.
Okay, all right, what's your Chiefs news?
And now, I would not take any of this too seriously, because we've had rumors about it for about a year and a half now. And then, of course, he tore his ACL, and I'm not talking about Patrick Mahomes. I'm talking about somebody else who tore his ACL last football season. But this morning on Snapchat, somebody sent a very prominent former Chiefs player who is an all-star and Super Bowl winner a message on Snapchat saying, "Reek, I miss you in KC." Now, Tyreek Hill does love to stir the pot, but this was his response.
So sweet of you this morning. We'll see what happens in the offseason, maybe.
We'll see what happens in the offseason.
Okay, and that's not a no.
That communications have continued between, well, the other ACL tear victim and this ACL tear victim over the years. So there is a chance that maybe there is some legitimacy to his, we'll see what happens if in the offseason. With everything going on at the Dolphins, I can't imagine that a generational talent like Tyreek Hill wants to stay there.
Well, I couldn't imagine he wanted to leave, and he did.
Well, that's true, but money talks.
All right, I've got a list in front of me. They have... This is from Charlie's 80s Attic. They have listed the top 50 music videos that aired on MTV. Keep that in mind.
That actually air on MTV.
So this is nothing new.
Okay.
All right. These are older videos when MTV actually aired videos.
For those of you under the age of 30, MTV stands for Music Television.
That is correct.
It used to be a channel that played music videos rather than whatever the heck they play now.
My teenage life. It's all crap. So would you care to guess any in the top five?
Yes. Aha, Take on Me.
I would argue the greatest video of all time with its mix of real life and animation. It comes in at 14.
Well, they're wrong.
Is it only 80s?
No, it's not. It's only when MTV aired videos. So we're going into the early 2000s.
Okay. Thriller has to be on there.
Number one.
Yeah. All right. Now it's getting harder.
Yep.
After Thriller, you're out.
Are other Michael Jackson hits on there? Because I think.
Yes, but not in the top five.
Because Bad was pretty good. You know I'm bad. Shimon.
Bad does not even make the top 50.
Oh, the one, Black or White, where all the people
Black
change faces.
Black or White does not make the top 50.
Oh, I love that. You know, at the end where they all do this?
There's actually only three Michael Jackson songs in the top 50. Or videos in the top 50.
Does Madonna's Like a Virgin make the list? Or Borderline?
No.
No. Wow. Vogue?
Number two.
Okay. Wow. It was cool. Black and White.
Thriller number one. Vogue number two. Think a song that changed the musical scene.
Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Number three.
Wow.
Think former Genesis lead singer.
Well, that could be anything. Don't tell me Sussudio.
No,
it's not a fan.
Phil Collins.
Former what?
Genesis singer.
Oh, I have no idea.
Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer. Is number four.
Okay, I've got the one where all the models are in the same exact outfit.
You're thinking of Addicted
Simply
to Love
Irresistible.
By Robert Palmer.
Yes.
That is Addicted to Love, not Simply Irresistible. Addicted to Love by Robert Palmer is number eight.
Number eight.
Uh-huh.
You guys look that up. It's kind of creepy, but good.
All right. Here's number five. It ushered in rock rap.
It would be Aerosmith and Run DMC in, you know, Walk This Way.
That is number five.
I can see him bashing through the... Remember, he comes bashing through the
wall with his microphone stand.
Oh, no's Here It Goes Again?
No.
No?
Oh, man.
What?
No.
It's one of the weirdest music videos of all time.
No.
No.
2005.
Give me another hint.
I'll give you number six. You ready?
Yep.
This band blew onto the scene. Their album came out in 87, but they didn't hit hard until 88. Think Bandana Around Your Head.
Is it Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
It is not, because George Michael did not wear a bandana. Think Heavy Drinking. These guys completely revitalized the rock and roll scene in 1988. It is not their first hit, but it was a big one.
Is it Motley Crue or Poison?
No.
I got nothing.
I'll give you a hint. Top Hat.
Top Hat. Bandana and Top Hat?
Heavy Drinking.
Well, they were all heavy drinkers back then.
Sweet Child of Mine by
Guns N' Roses.
Gosh, yes.
Once you said Top Hat, I had it.
Should have said heroin. I would have been like,
wow.
Well, I told you my whole life, I thought Welcome to the Jungle meant they were going on a safari until I was older. Someone's like, Dana, that's about drugs. I'm like, what?
Welcome to the Jungle. It gets worse here every day.
We've got fun and games. Okay.
We got everything you want.
And honey, we know the names. We are the people you can find. Yeah.
Whatever you may need.
Yeah, if you got the money, honey. I didn't know what they were talking about.
One of the greatest lines in rock is, you can have anything you want. You better not take it from me.
Yeah. In the jungle. Welcome to the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought they were talking about New York, like the concrete jungle.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm bad.
I can honest to God, I can remember the first night. And this was, the album came out in 87. It bombed.
They're walking onto a tour bus is how that video starts.
So the album came out in 87. It totally bombed when it came out until they released the video to Welcome to the Jungle. And I was over at my buddy John Rout's house in Lansing. And we're watching Headbangers Ball. Remember that on MTV?
Oh, yeah.
Late on a Saturday night. And Headbangers Ball was on. We're drinking beers, whatever. And Welcome to the Jungle comes on. And I had never heard of Guns N' Roses, I'd never heard of the song. I had no idea who these guys were. And we just, I mean, I must have dropped my beer on the floor.
He did that weird dance side to side.
Yes. And that song came on, that video came on Headbangers Ball. And I looked at Rout and I go, rock has just changed. these guys are going
to
be huge.
Sam, you have to remember, we didn't have the internet back then. Nope. And so the whole song, now that I'm an adult, I know this stuff, but Mr. Brownstone had no idea that was about some illicit drug.
That was about heroin.
Who's Mr. Brownstone? I don't know. They were dancing with him. I had no idea.
We're dancing with Mr. Brownstone.
What does that mean? I thought they were dancing with some guy named Mr. Brownstone. He's knocking. He's trying to get in. He won't leave me alone.
Right. I used to do a little, but a little wouldn't do it, so a little got more and more.
Well, now as an adult, I understand that. But then I was like, what, 14 when that came out, or 15? I was like, who's Mr. Brownstone? I want to go dancing with him.
Maybe she thought they were talking about dancing. A little bit of dancing at the beginning was great. Now we need more dancing.
I used to do a little, but a little wouldn't do it, so the little got more and more.
Yes.
Just keep trying to get a little better than before.
I was a very naive young person.
Yes, you were. Well... Remind everybody about the skit you did with Prince.
Oh, I did a dance in front of my mom and grandma to Darling Nikki. And I said, okay, my concert's going to be at 7, you know, everyone come in. My grandmother, the most God-fearing woman you've ever met, like the farmer's wife, right?
Right.
And I'll never forget, I'm in that back bedroom and I'm dancing around because I loved the song. I knew a girl named Nikki. I just didn't know what any of that meant.
So I guess you could say she was a 16.
I didn't even know what sex meant. I didn't even know what that was.
Met her in a hotel lobby.
Right, and then I sing it and my mom goes, what? And my grandmother's face. She goes, what did you just say? And I go, hotel? And she goes, after that. And I go, lobby? And they go, after that. And I go,
no, don't say the word.
Magazine? And they go, before that. And I go, And then I thought I was in trouble. I go, well, what did I say a bad word? And my mom goes, we don't say that. I go, well, what does it mean? And then my mom, you guys, I swear to God, she goes, you know. Well, no, I don't know. And then she kind of did this, and I go, I don't know what you mean. And she goes, what do you think it means? And I go, arguing? Oh, my God.
She's arguing with a magazine?
Yes, I didn't know. Why would I know what that meant at age? What year was that when that album came out?
That album came out in 84.
I would have been 10. Thank God I didn't know what that meant. We don't say that word.
913-586-7798, 586-7798.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Story here from Channel 5. A former North Kansas City school district administrator is under investigation after students made allegations against him on social media. The North Kansas City school district said one of its assistant principals at Oak Park High School has resigned after returning from winter break. The district said it learned of the allegations involving the man and someone who previously graduated from Oak Park High School.
One of the folks that they were talking about in this was, like, there's an allegation that there was some impropriety with current students and then a relationship with a former student. Like, maybe, I'm just throwing this out, Scott, maybe say someone who's 19 or 20 who just graduated. Even that, would you not say, is, while not illegal, wholly inappropriate?
Of course.
Because you just were in a position of authority over that person as a student. I mean, it's just weird.
How do you not look at that situation as grooming?
Huh.
Yeah, it's. We're going to bring this back tomorrow. Okay. The New York Times is reporting that dogs build their vocabularies like toddlers.
What do you mean?
That includes picking up meanings of words, eavesdropping on any conversation you're having at home. Huh. And they talk about this border collie, and I know they are incredibly intelligent.
I think they're the smartest dog.
Who learned by name what every toy is in the toy arsenal. And they interviewed the owner. She would say, go get me the pink rabbit. And the dog, out of 50 toys in a basket, will bring her the pink rabbit.
I thought dogs were colorblind.
I don't know.
Sam, will you look that up and see if dogs... I always thought that they were colorblind.
Ms. Baumgartnell says she started with 10 toys, adding more as her dog basket mastered them. Quote, there never seemed to be a limit. It's basically like, how many toys can I feasibly store in my tiny apartment? In a new study, scientists have found that basket and other dogs share advanced word learning ability, having a skill set that puts them functionally on par with 18-month-old children.
They are colorblind, but what they're doing is they're not associating, okay, I need to go get a rabbit that's pink. When they hear pink rabbit, they have one toy in mind.
Yeah.
The
rabbit. You have trained them that when you say pink rabbit, it's this particular rabbit. Now, if you had multiple rabbits that look the exact same, mm-hmm. that were different colors, I think that they would have some trouble.
So, like, Lizzie, she not only knows certain words, like she knows outside, ball. Oh, my God. I I'm on the phone, and I have to say B-A-L-L.
Yeah.
Because if I say the word ball, she goes out of her mind.
And W-A-L-K.
W-A-L-K.
Can she bring you a specific object?
I don't think so.
That skill, by the way, has a name. It's called label learning. Label learning. And then sometimes I wonder, when you're taking her out, if you go, you want to go to what? You want to go to what? Well, if you do that,
but that's your tone.
Your tone and excitement in your voice, mm-hmm. they get excited because they think something exciting is happening.
That's right.
Most of the time it's based on your tone.
Yeah. Like you could say good girl, you know, good girl, good girl. And the tone is that, you know, it's a pleasant tone. You could also say good girl. And even though you're giving the dog a compliment, the tone in your voice tells them that they've done something wrong.
Herding dogs, H-E-R-D-I-N-G, in particular border collies, seem to have a particular knack for this kind of word learning, perhaps because breeders once favored animals that paid especially close attention to what their owners said and did. Even among those breeds, though, label learning appears to be rare.
So you use the word did, which is to say an action. With my dog, for example, if she sees me put on my sunglasses.
She knows you're leaving.
No, she knows it's time to go play ball.
Well, what if you're just leaving and you put your sunglasses on?
That's my point, is there have been times when I'm getting ready to go to work and I put my sunglasses on my head. I don't put them over my eyes yet because I'm still inside. But if I put my sunglasses over my head, she still thinks we're getting ready to go outside and play ball.
Yeah.
And I'm like, babe, I got to go to work. The mortgage doesn't pay itself.
Just this morning, I had to put something in our coat closet, which is where we keep the walking collar and walking leash for Barb. You better believe she was sitting right by the front door like, all right, let's go. I'm
ready.
Putting the coat away. Chill
ready
out.
Ready to go.
with those buttons, you've seen those videos all over the internet of dogs that have like a panel of, I don't know, 15, 20 buttons. And they have been trained to push the button. One button says walk. One button says food. One button, you know, it's their way of communicating with their human what they want. Well, go ahead and move all those buttons around and see how well they're communicating.
Right. They know
this third
button from the left gets me outside for a poo-poo.
Right.
If you're an Amazon Prime member, you may be getting a check as part of a $2.5 billion settlement. After the Federal Trade Commission said the online retail giant allegedly enrolled tens of millions of its customers into the subscription without their knowledge or their consent and then made it difficult to cancel. But whether or not you'll get money depends on how you signed up for the service. As part of the settlement, the company must pay $1 billion in civil penalties, that's to the government, and $1.5 billion to customers.
Enjoy your 23 cents.
Let me see what they say.
After you fill out the paperwork, that isn't worth the time it takes to fill out. I have one of these sitting on my counter at home. It's some class action lawsuit because my, you know, something was compromised with a hospital or a medical billing agency. Mm-hmm. And they want me to fill all this stuff out. And I thought, no. No.
You have 180 days, Dana, if you're an Amazon Prime customer and you feel like you've been duped.
Yes. I am a victim.
The maximum that you can get.
Oh, God.
We know.
It always says up to $1 million. Yeah, that's 23 cents.
It is up to a maximum of $51.
Okay.
Now
I can get that operation I've been needing.
Girl Scout cookie season kicked off yesterday with a mouth-watering new flavor inspired by Rocky Road ice cream.
We sampled that.
We did. We had the Explore Mores here in the
That's
office.
Right, the Explore Mores.
Yeah.
That's right. So if there's a knock on the door and it's a young little girl, fill out the form. My daughter was once a Girl Scout, and we had to
go
door to
door. It's quicker and more enjoyable than filling out the class action lawsuit form. You at least get something at the end of it.
Vengeance all the way.
Today is National Bubble Bath Day.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Birthdays today. Robbie Krieger from The Doors is 80. Mike Reno from REO Speedwagon is 71.
Can he fight the feeling anymore?
And he cannot fight the feeling anymore. It's Loverboy. Sorry, Mike Reno from Loverboy. I beg your pardon. Bob Eubanks is 88. We got to run. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.